This recording, Tennessee 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis and laid her, almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I just got married October 1st, 2005. And we went to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for our honeymoon. It was an all-inclusive resort, and we stayed just for 4 nights, and I wish it would have been longer, but we only got to stay for 4 nights, and we went swimming, and we walked on the beach, and we did a lot of shopping. There were shows that we went to go see. We met some nice people from Canada there. We met 2 or 3 couples, actually, that were from Canada. There was some couple from Toronto and one from Calvary, which I think that's not how you say it. It's something else, but we kept calling it Calvary. And we actually spent a lot of time with these people from Canada there. And then we flew home and we had a few more days here. So it was kind of like an extended honeymoon. And that was pretty much it. And then we had to go back to work. And now we've been married for 2 months. And it seems like it's gone by really fast already.